AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. An Ohio man is expected to enter not guilty pleas to charges that he traveled to Syria and trained alongside terrorists, then returned to the U.S. with plans to attack a military base or a prison. According to an indictment, Abdirahman Sheikh Mohammed wanted to kill three or four American soldiers execution style. Defense attorney Sam Szymanski wouldn't talk about the government's case.
They have formed their viewpoints and opinions regarding the case, and it's really inappropriate at this time for me to make a comment one way or the other regarding the merits.
Mohammed will be arraigned later today. U.S. officials continue to review just what happened when a small helicopter landed on the Capitol lawn.
A military official says NORAD, the FAA, and other agencies are going over sensor data. A NORAD spokesman says the incident highlights a long-standing vulnerability, an inability to detect some low, slow-flying objects. He says the military started testing a new sensor system in orbit over Maryland's Aberdeen Proving Ground. It includes a football field-sized blimp that floats at about 10,000 feet. Officials say it should be integrated into the air defense system in a few months. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
The gyrocopter's pilot is charged but allowed to return home to Florida on home detention. Five family members have been found dead in a Phoenix home. Sergeant Trent Crump says a woman who got out told officers the shootings followed a family dispute.
We believe at this point that one of the brothers killed several of his family members and then turned the gun on himself. We have recovered a gun inside the home that is very near one of the bodies of one of the brothers.
Former rap music mogul Suge Knight hospitalized after a judge ordered him to stand trial on murder charges after he ran over two men in a parking lot. This is AP Radio News. California firefighters dealing with a Riverside County blaze that destroyed a home and damaged four others. The 8-acre blaze broke out in a field in Harupa Valley, winds gusting to 30 miles per hour. 25 homes were evacuated before the fire was surrounded. There's expert opinion that the bird flu outbreak may last for years and be devastating to poultry. Here's the AP's Carlotta Bradley.
Outbreaks have been confirmed at nearly 40 commercial poultry farms in the Midwest, with more than 2.5 million turkeys and chickens killed by the virus or euthanized since March. Some agriculture officials have said the virus could be a problem for 3 to 5 years, but the Agriculture Department's chief veterinary officer says it's impossible to be sure.
The new Star Wars movie, not out till December, but a sneak peek at the trailer made fans emotional.
I did tear up when I saw Harrison Ford, but just everything. I think that shot of the Star Destroyer in the very beginning set it off for me.
That's fan Sean Shisa. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.